This is an executive summary of DSD Liquidity, the secondary market reality, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Before committing 1031 exchange proceeds to a Delaware statutory trust, DST, every investor should understand one hard reality: DSTs are illiquid. Unlike a publicly traded stock or REIT, a DST interest can't be readily sold whenever you want. It's designed to be held to full cycle, typically 5 to 7 years or more, until the sponsor sells the underlying property. There is no established, robust secondary market for DST interests. Occasional secondary sales happen, but they're not guaranteed to be available and typically occur at a discount to value. This isn't a flaw to hide, it's a fundamental feature of the structure, and planning around it is essential to investing in DSTs responsibly. This guide gives an honest look at DST liquidity, why DSTs are illiquid, whether a secondary market exists, the discounts on secondary sales, the importance of planning for the full hold period, and the liquidity alternatives to consider. Note that DSTs are securities offered to accredited investors after a suitability review. Distributions and returns are never guaranteed, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your advisors. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.